Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. We got a very fine Monday afternoon today. Why is it very fine? Well, multiple reasons. Multiple reasons. It's Joshua Holloway's birthday today. I'm going to give him a big shout out. Dan's brother, who is the life of the party, that guy. I love your brother, by the way.
Yeah, he's a good dude to have around, for sure.
He's hilarious. I apologize for not texting you back, Josh. He texts me from time to time. I just, dude, I think I have like 408 unanswered text messages. I'm terrible at it, and I apologize. With young children around, I try not to be on my phone too much, where, you know, you get the old dad, get off your phone thing, and I don't want them growing up thinking I had a phone glued to my hand. So I try to put it down. It's tough, but apologize, Josh, and I want to wish you a happy birthday, my man.
Yeah, there's a lot of other birthdays today, too.
Who else? Who do we got there on the old roster?
Let's see. Rita Wilson.
Ah!
Tom Hanks' wife.
Yeah.
Or Tom Hanks'
beard. Yeah, would you call it a beard?
I don't know. What is it when you move to Greece because they changed laws on pedophilia? It's hard to say. I don't know what that is. Cary Elwes from Saw and Princess Bride.
Man.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights. He's been in a lot of great movies.
He's been in a lot of great movies.
He's kind of a goober, but he's been in a lot of really good movies.
He's a dick in real life.
Oh, wasn't he?
He's a dick. He's in my best friend's movies.
He was the antagonist in Twister, too, right?
Yeah. He was one of my... So it's the same thing, dude. You grow up with these movies and you're like, oh my God, I love them. I want to put them in mine when you're older and you can do so. And my buddy did it for his movie. I was like, how was Cary Elwes? And he goes, oh my God, dude, that guy was a fucking dick.
Yeah. Well,
I was like, well,
not surprised by that.
Sorry.
Who else is on this list? John Heder.
Ah, Napoleon Dynamite.
Yep.
There we go. And then I'm assuming his twin brother.
Yeah, unless they were crossing the international date line when he was born or something.
Or if one was born at 1159 and then the other one shot out at 1201, you know?
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. Yeah. Who else is on this list? Pat Sajak.
No shit. I love Sajak.
Very well known for being a political commentator now instead of Wheel of Fortune. But
is he?
He's very Republican.
I thought that was Chuck Woolery.
Both. Okay. Pat Sajak is very Republican. I don't know what his stance on Trump is specifically, because some of those old Republicans are kind of like anti-Trump, but it's hard to say.
I sold a Pat Sajak script. It was one of my, I think it was my second or third sale in Hollywood, and it was called Searching for Sajak. Mm. With this kid, it was a college movie where this kid thought his biological father was Pat Sajak because he found an old VCR tape of his mom flirting with Sajak on the show. And when we went to him, Pat Sajak, this is no lie, this was in 2006 or 2007. Pat Sajak said, "Hey man, I'm more than Wheel of Fortune. I'm going to do other things in this life." And his dream was to be like Jimmy Fallon. He wanted a late night show. He used to have one in the 90s, but it only lasted a year.
What if do you think it would have gone better if you had reached out to Mark Summers instead of Pat Sajak? Because he likes doing weird shit.
It's funny you say that.
I love Mark Summers. This Double Dare guy,
by the way. Yeah, Double Dare guy. So yeah. This is classic Hollywood. They go, can't we just swap out game show hosts?
Yeah. He did an episode of Workaholics, and he said some fucked up shit in there. So he's down to do weird shit.
Yeah. The problem was trying to squeeze in that plot line where in the Searching for Sajak movie, the end of it was they were trying to get on the show. So that way when you ran down onto the floor after you guessed the final puzzle, then he could ask Sajak if that was his dad, right?
What if you got on Double Dare and it was like...
as a family?
You're two... Like, you have two moms. You, like, your mom's lesbian now. And you and a sibling. And then you're like... Then you can tell, like, right away that Mark recognizes the mom. He's like...
Yeah.
Hi. Nice to see you again.
This is Double Dare. Yeah. Double Dare's back on the air, too.
Yeah, it is. Tom Cavanaugh... It's his birthday today. He's in The Flash. He was the lead in Ed back in the day, if you remember that show.
Oh, yes.
But he's Canadian, so that doesn't really matter.
No, it's no Mexicans.
Yeah, no one cares about Canada. No. Let's see, who else? Keith Urban, who is definitely...
Oh, super straight Keith Urban.
Definitely not gay.
No, not at all.
Seth MacFarlane, who's also definitely not gay.
Seth MacFarlane is, boy, you want to talk about a poon hound?
My understanding is that he is a bisexual man. And that shouldn't surprise anybody.
Actually, that's not true.
That's what one of his producers told one of my very, very best friends a couple of years
Unless
ago.
Unless he switched sides. I've worked with him, and there's no way. I mean,
he probably does
real
not,
into
he, the complaint was that he's bi. This is what the guy told me. He's like, he said he's bi, but he won't come out because he doesn't want it to be... He doesn't care about it. He just doesn't want that to be like...
The defining thing.
Yeah, just like... It's the same thing with Vin Diesel back in the day. He's like, I have a lot of fans.
Right.
So I'm not trying to fucking do any of that shit. And he was complaining because he would have been big for the community if he had come out.
Sure.
That was a complaint. That's the only reason I thought it might be.
Now I'm upset that he didn't try to fuck me then when on that shoot. Like, that sucks.
You probably aren't his type, honestly.
Bi
dudes that are poon hounds are probably going after a lady like looking little guy. A twink, right?
You would think.
Anyways.
I'm still, it makes me sad.
Yeah.
I can still be sad about it, Dan.
The best birthday today, because she's getting an amazing birthday present, is Hillary Clinton.
Hey!
And the present she's getting is Amy Coney Barrett getting...
Confirmed.
I mean, is there any... I actually picked this Monday for the confirmation a couple of weeks ago. I knew it was going to be this Monday.
Yeah, you nailed this one.
But I didn't realize it was her birthday. I find it hard to believe that the Trump administration doesn't know that information. And they're not doing this on her birthday specifically.
It's so great. You know what I mean? So great, because if she would have won, she would not have been in there. ACB would not be in there.
No, definitely not.
If Hillary would have won.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. How old is Hillary now?
74, I think.
74. Okay.
73.
73.
All so right. We only got to deal with that a little bit longer.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I could see her going to like 90.
Well, with all that... baby's blood that they drink and stuff or whatever.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know.
Toddler blood. They're getting injected with toddler blood.
Adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome. That's it.
No, adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome is just adrenaline, man.
Yeah, but if you're getting pumped full of toddler blood, dude, I'm all in. I get it. Whatever's going to advance your life.
Do you have a company Blood Boy yet?
No, we don't have a Blood Boy yet. That's on staff. And like Dan's not young enough.
No.
A Blood Boy. You're talking about like Silicon Valley,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. You need like a 17-year-old or a 16-year-old male.
Yeah.
Never done drugs, like runs cross country.
Yeah.
Perfect diet.
I did something hilarious, dude. Speaking of fucking toddler blood, at the I did something hilarious on Saturday night. So there was a neighborhood Halloween party that we went to, and kind of get to. It was the first time we got to know the neighbors and everything. Everybody's been super strict with COVID and all this shit, right? And some people are just not choosing to hang out with other people in the neighborhood or anything like that, right? And that happened in North Carolina as well. So I didn't want to miss it because I didn't want to be an asshole of like, oh, hey, the new people who just moved into the neighborhood are fucking anti-COVID or whatever, right? Or reverse that, pro-COVID, you know? Ugh. Clearly, I don't give a shit about COVID. So obviously, everybody's getting rocked, right? And my neighbor was talking about his son and like how you're when your sons get older, because I have two sons, they'll stop paying attention to you and just be kind of assholes to you. He's like, yeah, dude, they won't say I love you or anything. They'll just kind of leave, you know, and that's what teenagers do. And I was like, oh, yeah. So this kid had come home during the middle of this party and, you know, kind of gave his dad like a shrug. And he said, hello, Mike. He said his dad's name. And I was like, your son calls you by your first name? And he goes, yeah, he's always been doing that. So I asked him, I was like, what's your name? He told me his name. And I go, great, man. You think you're too cool for your dad now? You can't say I love you? And I was like, I tell you what, I saw a bench out in the garage. And I go, I tell you what, how about we do a bench press against one another, you know? And he goes, oh, dude, I'll fucking kill you. And I was like, that's fine. But if you lose, I want you to look your father in the eye, shake his hand and say, I love you, Dad. I love you. Well, I mean, of course, like, dude, I'm on TRT and shit. I'm fucking hulked up now. And I work out multiple times a week. I housed this kid. Mm-hmm. Absolutely fucking housed him. And I stood there, made him look his dad in the eye, shake his hand and say, I love you, Dad. So we went back into the party. I go, just remember that forever. Like, I got him to say I love you tonight. And that's probably the biggest hero moment that you'll need to know about your new next door neighbor of all time. And I was pretty proud of myself, Dan.
Well, I'm proud of you too.
And I'm sure Hillary is proud of Amy Coney Barrett. What were the final numbers on that, by the way?
On the vote?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's done yet.
I saw that she got confirmed, but that it was going to sail through. But I'm curious in the final numbers.
Going to sail through, but I think it's, I mean, the cloture vote was 51-48. I expect it'll be the same.
Okay, gotcha. I was curious if any Democrats flipped.
No, but none of the Republicans who said they weren't going to vote, like Romney and the other woman, what's her name?
Mm-hmm.
The fucking Karen from out.
Oh, yeah. God, she's always, it's her, Romney, and somebody else always. Murkowski, yeah. Is that what it is?
Maybe Murkowski, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they always pop up in these things, and yeah, man, we're just like, dude, are you a fucking asshole? Congratulations to her. Shit, imagine getting the. I mean, that's as high as you can go in that profession in this life, and people are just a fucking dick about it. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's a Democratic dude in there, I respect that office and that position enough that I'm like, man, congratulations! What an unbelievable life accomplishment.
That one I do. Other positions in the government, like president or Congress or Senate, I don't respect those people.
Right.
Why would I disrespect that position? That's, imagine yourself as an American. You are an employer.
Mm-hmm.
Just by being born in this country, you're an employer, and your employees are all these government elected officials that you elected.
Yeah.
So why am I going to be impressed by somebody that I hired that isn't doing their fucking job correctly? You know what I mean? Like, I'm supposed to show some level of honor and prestige to this office that they've been fucking duking out and coming in for years.
Right.
I mean, it's just like a shitty, cummy mess and has been for maybe forever. I don't know. And I'm supposed to say like, oh, I'm fucking representative. Like, no, well, how about you go fuck yourself? You know what I mean? Your name is cunt until I give you a name. Until you start living up to the money we're paying you or give me a fucking refund for this years of bullshit where you've done nothing. Then you can earn your title or your, maybe even I'll call you by your first name.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be representative or anything or Mr. or Sir. Get fucked, assholes.
It's weird. I will say this. When you meet these people in real life, if they ask you to call them representative or congressman or whatever.
Actually, yeah. If somebody says that they're, if somebody introduces themselves as Dr. something,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
You earn that. Getting a bunch of fucking hillbillies, dumbass American people that don't know the difference between a fucking fake Facebook ad and reality to vote for you is not that impressive to me, frankly. Let's be real about it. So get fucked.
So when are you voting, Dan? Did you go out and vote already?
Yeah.
Are you voting?
Yeah. I'm not. Were you going to ask me who I'm voting for?
No, I'm not going to ask you who you vote for. I don't do that to people.
Well, I don't care. I'm not voting for fucking Joe Biden, that's for sure.
Obviously. And I already voted as well. The reason I ask, so right now the current tally is 61.5 million votes.
Yep.
We are on, let's see, we are on 61.5 million votes here. And
that makes
sense
to me.
We're on pace to surpass the highest voter turnout since 1908.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, percentage of available voters. Yeah. Two things. One, Ruben, I'm not going to watch my mouth about hillbillies because I'm from South Carolina.
Yes. Dan is a hillbilly, if you didn't know. So therefore, he has the right to say that.
I will say whatever I want.
Same here. I'm from Georgia, by the way.
Hillbillies.
So, yeah.
The other thing is with the voting, like I said, 2 weeks ago, we should expect to see about 90 million absentee ballots, I think.
Okay. And what is that typically?
Typically, it's, I think last time it was 40. 40-ish, something like that.
Shit.
Absentee, early voting. Yeah. I'm lumping all those in together.
Okay.
So absentee ballots have historically been counted later, like after election day and stuff, but I think they're getting all of them in and counting them all at the same time now because there's so many other ballots coming in. They set up bigger infrastructure to deal with it.
Got it.
But, I think you should see, what are we at, 51 and change right now?
61.5 million.
Yeah. We should see about 30 or so more million over the next week. That'd be my guess.
Okay.
And just keep in mind that most of the late registered people from both last season and this season are Trump fans, particularly in swing states. I don't know why. I've been searching for weeks now after I first saw that. Why would that be? Why would they be waiting later? Or blah, 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 or whatever the fucking case is. People who decided late also went for Trump, like 60% of them did.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they were just trying to like pinch their nose and hold their breath and take a gulp of that medicine because they didn't want to deal with Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden.
Right.
You know what I mean? Maybe that's it, or maybe there's something else. I don't fucking know. But there's a lot of talk right now about high turnout and a lot of
Texas
areas.
Is leading early voting, by the way.
Yeah, people are fucking, the Democrats are looking good early turnout. Well, I mean, that's the same. How many goddamn election cycles in a row can we do this? Honestly, how many times does it take for you to learn your lesson? 2008, Nate Silver did pretty well, right? Or 2012, rather.
2012, yeah.
The last two.
And then he's been
the last three
completely
actually.
Awful. And by the way,
two midterms and the major election that happened since then.
I just looked at Nate Silver today, right before we went on air. So he's at 91% now.
Well, that's not what Rasmussen
says. Joe Biden
is
going to win, yeah. I touched up a little bit on that Rasmussen poll this morning on RPR, where that Rasmussen poll has Trump in the lead. They also had him in the lead in 2016. They were the only major poll to do so. And all the numbers side by side look identical to 2016. So we'll see what happens here.
Right.
What I do know is we're seven more sleeps away from the live show, D'Anthony.
Yeah.
A lot of people are asking in the message boards right now. Hammer the like button if you're watching on YouTube. Check out the new bumper sticker here on my computador.
Oh, yeah, and I've got this one.
For Drinking Bros.
I've
and
got
then
this Thanos.
He's got the Thanos it's, 2020
it's me,
on here.
It's me as Thanos. We're going to be handing these out.
Yep.
At the live show.
We got a grip of them here.
Yeah, the Pornhub.
Boom, boom.
Pornhub Drinking Bros sticker and the Thanos sticker.
Yeah, we'll be giving those out at the live show. Whiskey, Tango, Foxtrot, Ice House, Downtown. Also want to tell everybody, give you guys a quick heads up. We did hire police to work the event in case shit gets wild. It is an outdoor venue. Therefore, all of 6th Street in Austin will be able to hear the show live throughout the streets, which is hilarious to me.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty funny. Particularly if Trump wins, we need to come up with some kind of super loud. I don't know if we need. Well, I mean, I have the ham horn in my phone. We can just plug my phone into the speakers and I'll press the ham horn as soon as he gets elected.
Yeah.
And I don't really care, by the way. You guys know me. I don't give a fuck about this guy, but I love to troll people. I can't stop doing that, as a matter of fact. So we're going to have to do it.
I think it should be because everybody's like, are you guys going to have intro music in? I vote for yes, if that's possible, Giorgio. Is that possible? Because I think the intro music in should be Right Now by Van Halen. Obviously, we gotta rep some EVP.
The AV production will be
extremely raised for the show. Everything Great. We want to do will be possible.
Great.
Yeah, just let me know.
We will need mic arms, though. I will not be able to hold a microphone for 6 or 7 hours
straight.
Yeah,
there'll
be
mic arms. There'll be a kiddie pool filled with Jello shots. There'll be 2 donkeys, a llama.
It'd be great if there were. Are you telling lies outside of school? Is there any donkeys coming? You know Dakota's got a donkey behind his house.
Oh, I know. I fed it.
We'll steal that thing.
I fed that thing carrots.
Actually, this is a good. Jacob Nichols said Danny should play the intro music. Actually.
Oh, shit.
Actually, Jason Rao from Breaking Benjamin's coming.
Yes.
So he could play the guitar and Danny could just.
Well, we have
something.
The capability to plug
yeah,
into that.
Yeah, we
that.
Have capabilities for all that.
What if we did the national anthem to walk into? That would be great.
I think it would be amazing. I think a Danny Worsnop freaking. Oh, my God.
That would
collab?
Be amazing.
What about just Mac Miller? Don't.
Well, we can't. Right. We can't. We can't bring him back. Yeah. I love, you know, I'm a huge Mac Miller fan, by the way.
Yeah, I love Mac Miller.
I'm a big fan. That one bummed me out.
That was
man.
A big loss for the rap community. I mean, he was really fucking good.
Yeah.
And he was only going to get better.
He was just a good dude, man. Not the album they put out posthumously, but the one before it, Swimming Pools, was incredible. Yeah, Mac Miller, that sucks. But yeah, Danny, if we do Danny and Jason
yeah.
singing God Bless America on the way in, that would be amazing. I'd love to
well, get, not God Bless America, the national anthem.
The national anthem.
Yeah.
I'd love to get Lee Greenwood down there.
Yeah. He'd come probably.
He would.
Sure he's singing God Bless America somewhere.
He is. He's
on
booked.
That night.
That,
he sings
that
it like
schedule is booked. He wants to come on the show and we're going to yeah. have him on. His schedule though is really booked out and especially because it's election season.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
Dude, that guy's on fire. So we'll have him on after the election's over. But yeah, he's. Performing everywhere. And it's one of those things where we got to hear it live. He sounds identical. I mean, I'll go a step further. I'll say this. He sounds better in real life than he does on the,
you know,
the
I,
album.
I
He's
wish,
incredible.
I wish I knew. You were texting me when he started to
yeah,
go on.
I was like, yo, where are you?
But I was in the back. I was in the clubhouse of talking to Kid Rock and Lee Bryce
right,
at the time.
That's right.
And we were all really fucked up. Everybody. So I have no idea what happened in that conversation.
Everybody.
Honestly.
Everybody asked too about that show. They were like, how fucked up did you guys get in real life? And I was like, bro, it was another planet.
Yeah.
It was another planet we were on that day.
Oh, by the way, what's his name? Matthew Flug. I hope I'm saying that right because it's spelled kind of like Pflugerville.
Okay.
He says that it's his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
So that's one more birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Coming to America, somebody said, I figured Ross would want Coming to America by Ruben Schneider. Huge fan of that. Huge fan of Apollo Creed coming out to that. The only problem is he died right after that song was played. So,
Peter Fool.
Yeah. Oh, was that Living in America?
I was Living in America, yeah.
That's
way off on that one. Yeah.
And I was off too. I did Clubber Lang, I should have done Ivan Drago.
What's Coming to America? Oh, that's Neil Diamond. Shit.
Oh,
that'd be a great one. I'm sorry. I apologize, Ruben.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Around the world, we're coming to America. Yeah, I'd go Neil Diamond for sure.
Did you see DeAndre Hopkins was flipping off Trump supporters from his Ferrari on I-10 in Arizona?
Yep. Look, this is only going to get worse. This last week, by the way, is always the fucking worst. You're hammered with political ads. You're hammered with untrue stories. Everybody's getting as nasty as they possibly can. The Democrats have flooded this Texas, these local elections in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I am seeing ads
constantly.
So much that Jesse has one memorized. It's MJ Hedgar.
Is that the female helicopter pilot?
Yes, who's yeah. riding motorcycles. She's
this,
a, she's
this
a
woman,
Democrat.
By the way, if you live in Texas, let me clarify just a few things right quick. one, being a veteran and all that stuff doesn't qualify you for political office solely. Like her, she's like trying to talk about her, I guess, resume to become a congresswoman here.
I got a purple heart.
I've got a purple heart. I served in combat. Like those are very admirable things.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. I'm a mom and I've been taking care of my kids at home during COVID. Also not an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
Doesn't have anything to do with writing fucking laws. What the fuck does that have to do with anything, you fucking dummy? Jesus Christ. And people that try to lean on that shit, look at what Dan Crenshaw does. He doesn't talk about that shit. When he made his commercial, he kind of made, it was kind of like a jokey fucking, the thing that Jared did for him. It's like, yeah, we're assembling a team, but it's like half Avengers. Clearly some of the people were in the military, some weren't. But it wasn't about that. He's not saying, I was a Navy SEAL, vote for me. He's saying, all of this stuff vote for me. And people are like, weren't you a Navy SEAL? And then he says yes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you lead with that, that means you have nothing else to lead with. And honestly, some of the stuff she says, like, oh, fucking Trump's trying to destroy healthcare. There's no healthcare in the United States. We have health insurance, and mm-hmm. it sucks.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, this last week is always the most brutal in elections, where mm-hmm. it's just like, man, you try to tune out the noise. I'm trying to put things throughout my day. Luckily, I've got kids, so it's like, all right, I can go to jiu-jitsu and soccer and all that other stuff. You guys were live on air on Saturday. I enjoyed your live commentary show for the UFC. That's a blast. We'll talk about that on Drinking Bros Sports tomorrow as well, how I called Khabib, but whatever.
Gaethje is not bold. A champion.
Yeah. That was very bold of you.
It was not bold, but there are a lot of people who thought that Gaethje might be able to pull something off. And physically,
I got hammered on that, too.
He should have been able to.
Yeah, and Khabib had a broken foot. So.
Yeah.
I get hammered on that, too. Everybody was like, dude, it's Justin. It's going to be Gaethje. And I think it was 3-2 on this show with Rocco.
I just took a chance. Yeah.
I get it. I love Gaethje.
Betting on Khabib would not have made sense because you can't make any money betting on him unless you spend a fuck ton
Correct.
Of money.
Correct.
But Gaethje had good odds. And, you know, there were a lot of psychological factors involved.
Yep.
Now, Khabib conquered his. And now we know, and I don't think anybody should doubt, that he could conquer any challenge.
I agree.
Psychologically speaking or physically, probably.
Yep.
Right?
I agree.
His body cooperates. Gaethje, on the other hand, he's not a champion. And what I mean by, I don't mean that he lost. I mean the way he handled the loss. The way he was like, oh, yeah, I'll fight again. No big deal. No, man.
Yeah.
No. He was like, I just feel at home in here. I just like doing this. Like, well, that's cool. You'll probably be really good at it. You'll never be great. It's the difference between good and great. It's the difference between, Tracy McGrady and Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, I like playing Tracy basketball, McGrady, but I'll never be an NBA
physically,
champion.
Physical talent-wise, Tracy McGrady is probably way better than Kobe, right? Physically talented. He could jump out of the gym. His ball handling skills were amazing, and he was tall, 6'7". But he didn't have Mamba.
Right.
Whatever the fuck that is in Kobe Bryant's head that was in Jordan's head that LeBron James only has about a 60% dose of, Gaethje doesn't have it. So even if he does become champion at some point, boring. I don't care at this point. He's off my radar.
The same thing with De La Hoya and Pacquiao with Mayweather. I was just like, look, you're not better than Mayweather. And you have to admit it. Now, whether or not that's exciting to watch is another fucking story.
They hyped that Pacquiao fight up for so long.
He's so much faster than he's ever been in his career. Have you seen them showing all that? Like ESPN, every single day, they were posting the fucking workout videos of him. And then he gets in the ring. And to be honest, Mayweather didn't really do anything that he hadn't done in every single fight that he's ever been in.
Right.
Ever since he lost his knockout power, he did the exact same fight, which means Pacquiao had years to prepare for that and still couldn't defeat him.
Yeah,
sorry, man.
Playing Freddie Roach for that one.
That's
the thing with boxing; it's always 5 years too late for fights.
Yeah,
I
agree because it takes forever. At least Dana White's able to get these things going faster, but
yeah, because he's not dealing with promoters.
No,
he's dealing with the individuals. I mean, these guys have agents and shit.
You're gonna see Gaethje fight Connor probably within the next year.
Easily, because they'll want that money.
Yeah. That'll be a big fight. I think he'll beat Connor, to be honest. But I would love to see Connor knock him out, frankly, because I think Gaethje is mentally weak, and that I don't respect that.
Yeah, me neither. And we'll talk about this on Drinking Bros Sports tomorrow because I believe, George, you called the exact round. You got it in two, and then Dirty Dan's filthy pick of the week came through yet again.
We got a lot to talk about on sports tomorrow.
We do. That'll be a fun show tomorrow, man. But in the meantime, with this election coming up in seven sleeps here, I talked about Hunter Biden's laptop. I know we're getting a ton of messages on that. I think it's too late at this point. I think everybody's voted. If you're looking at the numbers, it's 61 million now, 61 right. and a half. I don't think anything's going to make a dent this last week. So if you're looking for a flashy headline or think that's going to change anybody's mind going into next Tuesday, we're all done with that at this point.
I'm not sure about that. We'll have to see how it plays out. The reason I say it is because, the last couple of elections, late registered and late decided voters all went Republican. Not all, but the majority went Republican. Maybe that's still the case. Maybe some of these people are trying to go to the polls to be defiant. Like you, I think you should expect most of the votes that happen in physical locations at polls are probably Republicans.
Yes.
Right.
And the other part of this, and this is why I say I don't think it matters to me personally, mm-hmm. is there is so much hatred this time around.
Yeah.
In 2016, look, Democrats did not believe Trump was going to win. Nobody did. Our show, Rasmussen and one other fucking place in the world got that right. And that was it. But I think there's so much hatred on both sides that people are picking who they're going to pick. And I don't think any of these last minute scandals are going to make a dent.
Probably not
at this point. Now, if you pop that laptop out there 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, you're fine. But COVID has changed the game on this. And I don't think that's going to make much of a difference. I will say this. I said it last week and I'll reiterate it again. If you're going out to vote in person and not early voting, get there and expect long lines. The long lines are going to be because of COVID protocols, not because everybody's trying to vote. I mean, look, they're clearly going to be trying to vote anyways, but expect to be there for the day. This should be a national holiday at this point. I don't know why it isn't, because if you're trying to pop out of there at lunch and get a vote in under an hour and then go back to work, it's not going to happen this year. Mm-hmm. Because of the COVID protocols and all this bullshit, it's going to be longer, man. You know, me, for example, when I went on opening day to vote, I tried to go early in the morning and the lines were long, or what appeared to be long, because of COVID. And then I ended up going late at night, maybe a half hour before the polls close, and it loosened up a bit and I was able to get in and out of there. That is not going to be the case on this election day. Like, the lines will be very long to vote. Stay in line and vote, and make sure it's in, because otherwise it's not going to be a typical year where you go into your local library that you've never gone to in your entire life except to vote, pop in a quick vote, and then jam out of there. Like, no, it's going to be long and be there, plan to be there for the entire day.
Right.
Bring a snack is what I'm saying, because you're going to be there. And because of the hatred, I think, look, again, Republicans typically vote in person. Expect that long line of Republicans and all that shit.
Yeah.
Either way, we will be with you at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern is when we start the live show on YouTube. And it should be absolute and pure chaos. Have you checked the weather forecast for that night since we are outside? I'd be curious to know what it is.
I have not, but I will.
The 10 days got to be up now. Yeah, look up Austin.
That shit's never right.
No, it's never right. Meteorologists means...
Give us a ballpark just in case. 70, look at the Austin 76, 10-day forecast.
Low of 53, no rain. It'll be fine.
Okay.
It'll by that time, by late evening...
As long as there's no rain.
By late evening, it'll be in the low 60s, high 50s probably. So just bring a jacket.
Great. Yeah. Oh, that'd be perfect
weather.
Or
drink enough where it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's going to be perfect weather. And if you're bringing drugs, bring drugs, you know?
Yeah.
Like a gentleman, obviously. Pills and syrup are welcome. And
whatever
else you got. We don't really care.
Nope.
We've rented the place out for the night, so you can do whatever you want that night.
There's
if you're having sex in the bathroom, you're having sex in the bathroom. I don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care what happens.
There's one Republican voting against the confirmation. It's Susan Collins of Maine.
Oh, that's right. She's the other one who always pops up.
She's in a quote-unquote competitive reelection fight.
Well, Maine is a Democrat. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a Democratic state, yeah, but it's getting a little purple there these days. But right now, the Republicans have 53 seats, and the Democrats have 45. I don't know if they're going to... there's two independent seats as well. I think one of those is Bernie Sanders. But the independents, I assume, are going to fucking vote Democrat. So that's 47 plus 48 with her vote, or 47 if she abstains outright, and then 52. So you should expect the vote to be 52, 48, or 47.
Okay.
For this.
Either way, she'll be in and before the election. Now, that's a big deal, right? To be able to get that in right before, I mean, shit, 6 days before an election, you're able to get a Supreme Court justice in. That's a big win for Trump.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's
He picked the right candidate. There was no dirt on her whatsoever. No. She's unbelievably talented and bright, and she sailed through that process and housed those people in the process, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it was impressive. And any other time, somebody would be champion for this, because she's going to be there for a very long time.
Right, right.
She's the second youngest person ever nominated to the Supreme Court, so she will be there for many, many years. I thought Joe Biden's comments were interesting on 60 Minutes last night when they asked him about packing the court.
What did he say this time?
So he said, you know, he said he was going to give an answer before the election. Mm-hmm. So his answer was, at the 180 day mark after I get in, after I get elected, I will then form a commission of a bipartisan commission.
Already said all of this.
Yeah, of Republicans and Democrats, and have them do some independent research to decide whether or not we should add more judges and pack the court, which is, what do you think they're going
to
say?
To me, it's saying, I definitely can't say, yes, we're going to do it. But I also can't outright say no, or people on my side are going to get mad.
Yeah, yeah.
That is, Joe Biden's a coward.
Yes.
Yeah. And, but so are most politicians.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that just is what it is. But yeah, he's a pussy. But that's, I mean, we knew that already.
Yeah, we knew that already.
That dude is walking around and his testicles are in somebody else's fucking purse right now, whether it's the people spending money on his campaign.
Correct.
Or somebody else. But he is a giant pussy.
Yeah.
Big by the way, I haven't switched back to White Claw. I just ran out of Vizzy.
Yeah, we ran out of Vizzy. Vizzy, if you're out there.
I keep fucking chugging
Let's do a fucking deal, Vizzy. We love your product, and we can get fucking loose on that. And at least there's vitamins in it, so we don't feel like dirtbags every single day.
Although sometimes I do want to feel like a bigger dirtbag than I already am, but...
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
What is?
I want to talk about those worms, dude. This is one of the craziest stories that I've read in a very, very long time. Did you read that article this morning? About those worms that were like 30,000 years
yeah,
old?
Yeah, Brittany sent it to me this afternoon, and I'm like, God fucking damn it. Are you kidding me? Aren't we dealing with enough bullshit right now that we don't have to unearth some creature from fucking 50,000 years ago and deal with that shit? You know what happens when you do that, right? Viruses and bacteria incubate inside them.
Yep.
That's always been a fear. Forget about the Jurassic Park shit. That's retarded. Viruses and other shit, like what if... something like the common cold had been suspended in that thing for this whole time, and now we just release it. And like, then, what the fuck, man?
So
it's so stupid. Anything we see that doesn't look like us in the ground, we just burn it immediately.
Yeah.
Set that shit on fire. If it doesn't, like, test it maybe a little bit in a lab first and see what's in there, but if there's anything we don't recognize, just burn it. It's not worth it, man. It's 2020. You're trying to release the goddamn Kraken right now? Is that what you want? You want a fucking finale for 2020? Is that the big fucking Michael Bay explosions going off in the background? No, it's not. It's some little worm crawling around giving everybody fucking super AIDS. Fuck this shit.
If you hadn't read the article, worms that were frozen for 42,000 years in the Siberian permafrost wiggled to life after a long nap. Imagine getting a wake-up call after being asleep for 42,000 years. The article says, so two of these fucking worms came to life and they were able to not only breathe, but they were able to eat as well, Dan. So they were fully functional.
God damn it.
Imagine looking at this world now, 42,000 years later. What the fuck went on back then?
I mean,
anything?
Worms? 40,000 years ago? I mean, Homo sapiens were definitely around then. Our DNA hasn't changed.
We were probably like this, right? Hunched over.
I don't know about that long ago. Maybe a little bit, but not as much. We would definitely have been bipedal at that time. I think our DNA hasn't changed significantly for about 180,000 years.
Okay.
So it's a lot longer timeline than that. So 40,000 years ago, I think somewhere between 10 and 30,000 is when we started to develop language and build houses and shit, like rudimentary houses, like huts and shit. But I think that's when that shit started to go on.
If you believe modern timelines, like some say that was pre-existing civilizations. If you look at the Sphinx and Göbekli Tepe and some of the things there in Irving and the Amazon, that they could predate that to up to 60 to 80 to 100,000 years ago, there were civilizations.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I don't know. I tend to lean towards that there were, to be honest with you. But
I mean, you... It's hard to imagine somebody coming up with solutions like that in an absolute vacuum. So that's one of the things. But there was there's this kid, God, I can't remember his name.
Jonathan Lipnicki?
No. He's actually referenced in a movie.
It's not the kid from Jerry Maguire.
No, he was a guy. He was an Arab guy who found an old fucking, it's actually in Good Will Hunting. He gets mentioned briefly. But I read a book about him after that movie came out. That was like, what, 20 years ago? Shit.
The guy who does the theories based off the Small Principles math books?
Yeah, he got a very basic math book, like a fucking 10th grade math book, nothing, right? And he just started extrapolating theorems for years. on his own. Stuff like that can happen. Now, we've tried to figure out how to rebuild some of these structures using the tools that would have been available back then, and we haven't been able to do it yet. But we also didn't have slaves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you take a bunch of fucking grad students out into the desert. They're only willing to work so hard. You know what I mean? They're not getting whipped and shit. So I don't.
Now, slaves. There's also
not several million of them. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Maybe. But I think it's what Giorgio said is a very interesting idea. And it would be if we were able to travel backwards in time, that's what I would want to see. I don't give a fuck about historic shit like that's happening since, like, well, did he really say this or do? I don't care about that. I want to see that stuff. That's way more interesting to me.
Yeah, because with all this stuff that's going on, it's always in Siberia too, by the way, for all this shit. Like, they brought back the woolly mammoth.
Yep.
So that was frozen and the blood was still inside. So they were able to take the DNA and they're going to produce some of these fucking woolly mammoths again, as if we needed that back in our fucking society. But, you know, my question is, what kind of deep freeze went on in Siberia that all this shit has been able to live for 42,000 years? I mean, that's fucking insane to me.
Well, I think the consensus right now about how a lot of people and also animals traveled between the Asian continent and the United States, or North America in general, was that the Ice Age happened and they all walked across basically what was flat ice all the way across the Pacific Ocean or part of the Arctic Ocean. Mm. I'm not sure exactly where the land bridge was, if you want to call it a land bridge, but it happened something like that. So I don't know how long it takes shit to freeze like that. It's hard for human beings to conceptualize this stuff because we think about how long I put an ice tray in the fucking freezer and it takes like 6 hours to freeze that shit, right? That seems like a long time to us, but you're talking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years at this point. So things, a lot of stuff happens and it seems outside of the norm, but it's really not. So I don't know, honestly, I don't know how you would stay alive and freeze because you have to do it quickly, right?
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of soft tissue damage. You have to immediately freeze.
I don't know how long ice takes in a refrigerator, or like in a freezer, let alone what this would take. Because I'm that type of dude, whenever I've needed ice, like very quickly, like cubes, I pull it out after like 20 minutes at a party and I'm like, is this done yet? And as long as there's like that thin layer on the top, I'm like, well, good enough. It'll make it kind of cold. And then my drink will be watery and shitty. But at that point, I don't care. And I'm usually near blackout level at that point.
What's your ice of choice? Are you like the little popcorn ball ice?
I know this sounds weird. If I had my druthers, and I do have my druthers on ice, right? It's that shaved. So you can get the cubes on the thing or the other one, right? So I'll go the crunchy one, you know?
Oh, you want like the old school refrigerator, like basically shaved with a knife?
No. There's two options on a fridge where you can press one or two where it's cubes or the broken up ice. You know what I'm talking about.
Crushed.
So I'll take the crushed, right? That's my jam. Okay. But if I had my druthers, like in this life, those square cubes that you get in like an old fashioned, one of those bars where it takes the bartender 45 minutes to make your drink. That's what I want in every single drink.
I mean, that's
life.
Not very hard to make.
It's not, but it's time consuming and it takes up your fridge. Like it takes up the freezer.
No, so you can make there's silicone things, right?
Yeah.
That you can do it with. Yeah. And it'll make a big block. Right. And then there's a press that you can make it round with.
Don't have enough time for all that.
It takes like a minute to do that.
Don't have enough time or space to do that. When you have children, half of your freezer is full of chicken nuggets, and there's nothing you can do about that.
You
and
don't have a curly mustache brands. To do it with.
Raw
I think
meat.
That's,
no.
You just need that. Raw meat. That's all I feed children. Raw meat. If you don't like it, get fucked.
Yeah, there's the fridge at most parents' house who have children is either it's chicken nuggets and Bomb Pops. So it's a lot of those. That takes up a lot of space. And then Eggos.
You said Bomb Pop?
Bomb Pops, yeah.
Is that the one that looks like it's like red, white, and blue?
Yep.
Rocket Pop?
Yep. Those are the best. Those are the best in the biz. So that's the three things. The Eggos, the Bomb Pops, and the chicken nuggets. Easily, that's 90% of my freezer. The other 10 is some gigantic fucking carafe of Bluebell ice cream. That is a massive debate that goes on with people who love ice cream. I'm not that big of an ice cream guy, so I don't really give a shit in this world. But everybody loves fucking Bluebell ice cream. Mm. And the people who are on the Bluebell train, dude, they don't get off where they're just like, I want the fucking Bluebell. And
that's,
so
That's Texas with Whataburger. It's the same thing.
I had one of my neighbors in North Carolina. He was a Bluebell guy too, as well. And my child then overheard it at one of these parties. And so when we were at the grocery store, he was like, I want the Bluebell. Problem is, that shit comes in like a fucking bucket. I mean, it's huge. Like, baby Jessica probably fell in a smaller well than that goddamn thing of Bluebell. By the way, she's 33 today. She's from Midland, Texas, baby Jessica.
Is she?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's all grown up. I posted a picture of her on Ross Patterson Revolution Instagram. She's all grown up. She's 33. And she looks what you'd exactly expect baby Jessica to look like. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say anything negative.
What's her real name?
Jessica?
Yeah. Jessa McClure.
I don't know her last name. But
I think you just doxed her then.
Or is that her last? Was her last name Baby? And then was just last name first?
Her name is Jessica McClure.
Okay. She's from Midland, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, Midland, Texas, I believe.
Social security number.
Yeah, let's get her social and her address. Let's get her on the show. It'd be awesome to have baby Jessica on the show.
I'd love that.
Oh, it'd be amazing. We could build out a huge well here on set and then do the show from inside the well. That would be great to reenact it.
You think she'd do it?
No, not one prayer. Not one prayer. She going back to a well. I'm surprised she stayed in Texas. A lot of the houses do have wells here. I bet you hers doesn't. Or they sealed it up.
Goes by any form of water.
I know. We've never seen her on like one of those celebrity shows.
Or Dancing with the Stars or
anything.
Yeah.
If baby Jessica went on Dancing with the Stars, she'd win in a second.
Her and Elian Gonzalez in Family Feud.
Oof. Her and Elian Gonzalez on Dancing with the Stars.
Ooh, okay.
Who wins?
Okay.
That little fucker was, what was he, duct taped to a Hawaiian Punch raft, like a blow up raft for.
Like, he can definitely ride the wave, but I think she can drop it like it's hot. Like, get real low, you know? Oof. Like, real deep.
I mean, I see the pun, the puns there, but I refuse to go along that ride. Refuse to go on the ride along in that one. But she would win Dancing with the Stars or something like that. There's another show that's...
Elian Gonzalez is not a bad-looking kid now.
Is he? Is he all grown up? Does he look like A-Rod?
He's 26. No, but he's...
He looked like a younger A-Rod when I remember.
He's not a bad-looking kid.
There's a show now that's back because of COVID. They're short on programming. So they're bringing back all these game shows from the past, like Press Your Luck, which I love. Shit like that. I watched Who Wants to Be a Millionaire the other night with celebrities. Holy fuck.
Who's hosting that?
It's Jimmy Kimmel. So if you want to find out how dumb celebrities are and why you shouldn't take their voting instructions, watch that goddamn thing. So they were allowed to bring on a friend on that shit. And the friend they brought was like past like Jeopardy champions or mathematicians. They brought the smartest people on the planet and they would let the other person, you were allowed to let them answer like 8 of the first 10 questions. And it was like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Who has the smartest friend?
Exactly. That's what it was. Who was Andy Cohen was able to bring like Anderson Cooper and shit like that. And it's like, look, Anderson Cooper's on the news every single day. So he's got the info. You would think, but he fucking bombed out on that show. I think, remember Wolf Blitzer got smoked on fucking Jeopardy? Those guys are dumb.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, they're reading off a fucking teleprompter, man. Come on.
I remember Trump at that town hall asking that reporter, Savannah Guthrie, he goes, look, do you read the news? I mean, I know you have to read it, but do you actually like read it or are you just reading it off a prompter? Like, because those guys are dumb as shit.
They're not smart.
No, but one of them is can you guess what my profession is or did I actually do this? So they bring out three dudes, two of them are actors, and they say, I was the sixth person who landed on the moon. Mm-hmm. And then the celebrities have to ask them questions and then you answer at the end.
Yeah, I've seen
that
show.
Yeah, same. Baby Jessica would be awesome on that because the way she looks now, I wouldn't be able to guess.
Well, she's got kind of a scar in the middle of her forehead.
Oh, really?
But I don't know if that was that like that when she was a kid or if it's happened since.
But you could say it's makeup on that show. So if a celebrity asks, like, hey, why is that scar on your forehead? Yeah. You'd be like, that's makeup. No big deal. No big deal. What's Elian Gonzalez doing now? I read the Baby Jessica article. She's
I don't
fine.
Know.
She's
I saw.
Midland.
I just saw a picture of him.
I thought he was running for office or something.
He might be. He might be. He may be sailing.
Sailing.
apparently, he's becoming a father.
Oh, is he?
The Cuban boy whose custody case sparked a blah, 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 yeah. Made the announcement Father's Day and said his own father, Juan Miguel Gonzalez, who brought him back from the U.S. to Cuba, was his inspiration.
Good.
Great.
Good for him.
That's great. So he's going to, I don't know when the kid's going to be born.
Okay.
But it also doesn't say what he's doing.
He turned out all right. He turned into a pretty good looking dude.
Yeah, he's not a bad looking guy. Yeah. I don't know what he's doing, though. He says he wants to visit his family.
It'd be awesome if he was playing like minor league baseball for the Florida Marlins or something. Like, that would be great for Elian Gonzalez.
Or selling used cars.
Yeah, yeah. Could you imagine, dude? Could you imagine?
On the lot.
Yeah, on the lot used cars, like Elian Gonzalez.
Baby on the way.
Yeah, baby on the way. And it was just like, hey, man.
Got to make money somehow.
Yep. Our deals are wet. Once you step on this property, you're going to be leaving with a car. That would be so fucking good.
He's salesman of the month, like every month.
It's terrible. He would have the best car dealership commercials, though, on the planet. If he owned his own dealership, holy shit.
Yeah. You probably works for Scott Elder.
Yeah, you get a free raft with every car. Every car you get. We get some sponsors who pay for the show and to be on the air. Probably not after that rant, but GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. Doesn't float. That's a fun fact about that mattress. It's the greatest mattress you'll ever sleep on, but it definitely does not float on water. So if you're trying to get here from Cuba on a ghost bed, well, you're going to sink. You're going to sink is what I'm telling you. But these deals won't sink. You get 30% off if you're a member of the military, first responder, a teacher working the government in this life. Otherwise, if you're a regular idiot like myself, you get 30% off of bundle packages, which is adjustable bases, pillows, sheets, mattresses, you name it. You can bundle it all together on ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today and get a nice sleep. As always, they got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program, no interest at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. And all of those deals are applicable with this. So you can walk out of there at like $38 a month with all your shit looking real nice. Real nice. I'm not doing your IV on the live show next week, but I will be drinking liquid IV all morning long. That is our next sponsor. I love it. We drink this shit every day. It's almost hard to tell you how much I like it because I drink it every day. It's been a part of my life for so long that I'm just like, it's the best.
Yeah.
I know everybody's posting a lot of pictures of it that were like, holy shit, this really works. Yes, it really works. I was on that train before. And then I called in and asked our thing. I was like, dude, can we get these? This works and it's great. And they got the new bags here, Dan.
Yeah, it's the immunity booster. Those are actually really good.
Yeah.
I enjoy those very much. The flavor is good, but it does. I drink probably a couple of those a week.
Yeah.
In between taking vitamin D and vitamin C. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, we don't get to get outdoor. I don't think anybody in American society gets outdoors as much as they need to anymore.
No.
So you really gotta fucking you gotta find ways to get D and C into your body. Get that D into your body.
Dude, I had labs done 2 weeks ago and literally she was like, dude, you don't have any vitamin D, and I was like, I don't think I've been outside in a very long time. But I'm drinking a fuck ton of this. So go to liquidiv.com today. What is it? 25% off there? Is that real? That's a lot.
It's a good company.
They're great.
I'm a big fan of those guys. I mean, not just the product itself, but the company is really good. We still haven't had their CEO on here.
I know. I'd like to. My wife said he's good looking, so.
Maybe we'll bang him.
Fucking, yeah.
You never know.
We'll get him on the show and bang him.
Hey. Dude. You won't bang? Hey.
You won't quick bang, bud? We'll get him on the show and bang him. 25% off everything in the entire store at liquidiv.com. Promo code drinkingbros on that one. And it's amazing, dude. We've got bags of it, and I just tear through that shit. Mm-hmm. I have one every day to start my day off right after I have coffee on the way to work. That's a true story, D'Anthony. I'm not lying to anybody about that. Last but not least, in this life, we've got buyraycon.com/drinkingbros. Best headphones in the biz, kids. Wireless. They last 6 hours. They charge in a box, and don't put your penis in there unless it's that small. It's a tiny box. If you can get your penis in there, you should probably be doing something else in this life.
Yeah.
Or looking at some form of reattachment overseas. Maybe from an African country, give yourself a little girth on that thing.
Definitely don't go. I mean, go to the Asian countries for the doctors, but certainly correct. Not for the source materials.
Not for the source materials of a penis. Now, these wireless headphones are great for the gym, outdoors, anywhere you go, and they're cheap. They're cheap, man. They're cheap as fuck. With buyraycon.com/drinkingbros, you get 15% off. It knocks them down to like $65. And the best base. You and my wife always talk about the base and these things. They're awesome. And let's face it, you're going to be paying, what, $250 from fucking Bose or some bullshit like that. Mm-hmm. It's the same goddamn thing, man. The headphone business is a racket. The only thing that is really fucking worth it is Raycon, to be honest, at this point. So go to buyraycon.com/drinkingbros today. D'Anthony, when these political ads end here in a week, I wanted to ask you, because you've worked on campaigns and all this other shit, right? What do the campaigns do with all the money that's left over? Because there's no way you can spend this all.
No, I mean, they stay in a bank, in a war chest, basically. You can use them for future campaigns. You just have to report on them every quarter, what comes in, what goes out and shit, but you can maintain that money forever.
What if you lose, though? Then what happens to that money?
Maintain it forever for your next election. I mean, if you're Joe Biden and you lose, and you raise that money for Biden for America, then you can send it pretty much anywhere you want. After that, you can put it into the next.
It's a Hunter's account, or
no? Okay. You can't just cash the checks. It has to go towards some kind of election related bullshit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if, like, within a certain amount of time of an election happening, a wall goes up between PACs and campaigns, right? If you're on the private side or the candidate side. So you can't do stuff then, but I honestly don't know if you could transfer money from a For America account, like a campaign account, directly into a PAC or something like that after the fact. Maybe you can, I don't know. But they'll find a way to use it. I mean, they could send it to the DNC. There's all kinds of different things you can do.
Got it. Yeah, as I always wonder, you see these huge numbers every day in the press of like so-and-so raised $37 million this month or whatever, and it's like, all right, what happens if you lose? Like, can you go out and expense like some huge dinner of like drowning in your sorrows, like to Mastro's or something like that?
Probably not that.
Okay.
Although, you know, maybe.
Yeah, I would say yes if I was guessing on that.
I would do it.
One campaign, I didn't work on this particular one, but a lot of my friends did.
Mm-hmm.
The night of the campaign, you know what? Fuck this guy. I'm going to call him out by name. let me make sure I got his name
right. There it is.
He's the Milwaukee mayor.
Currently?
Tom Barrett, yeah. He was running for governor. And the night of his the recall election against Scott Walker, right? You remember that.
Act
10 stuff and all that bullshit that happened.
It's a huge deal.
Tom Barrett ran for mayor and lost, obviously, because he's a fucking retard.
Yeah.
The night, as soon as they found out he lost, they turned off all the credit cards and expense accounts and Uber hookups and all that shit for everybody that worked on the campaign. So they all had to like pay their own way home and pay for all their shit that night.
No
hotels,
way.
All kinds of stuff. Yep.
That's fucking hilarious.
So I assume,
dude,
when you're a cunt like Tom Barrett, it's T-O-M space B-A-R-R-E-T-T and he's the mayor of Milwaukee. So if you're a cunt like that, then that's probably how you handle your business. But I assume most campaigns probably take care of their people, I would guess, because you want them to come back for the next season.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what Joe Biden's plan is.
He'll be dead.
I feel like if he loses, he may be dead within a couple of months. That's not hyperbole. I think really that, because you know how it is with old people. One spouse dies and then like weeks later,
right,
the other spouse dies. They just lose the will to live. And that seems to be a big deal. It's not something we can quantify, but it seems to have an impact. I think these older Democrats that couldn't believe Trump got elected in the first place, if he gets reelected, it's just going to, they won't be able to handle it. Like, I honestly think they're going to fucking lose it and just start dying off or going absolutely batshit crazy, like Alyssa Milano style crazy.
Yeah. With Biden, I can see him going into his 80s. You got to factor wealth into that conversation.
Yeah.
And he's probably hasn't done a lot of drugs, you know, like the 70s, he probably did as much coke as Hunter did, but
yeah,
you know, you grow out of that, obviously, and I can see him going until about 82, and then I think that's when he'll kick out. I was surprised to hear that Hillary was 73.
Yeah. She's old as shit.
Yeah.
She's only a year younger than Trump. You didn't hear him talking about her health last time until she fainted. Nobody was talking about any of that shit.
They were asking about Trump's health
the whole time. Yeah, for sure.
She had epilepsy.
Which is not, I mean, you can take pills for that. You just can't overwork yourself and not take the drugs and eat the shit you're supposed to. You have to be
correct.
You have to do all the maintenance to get by with that. So that wasn't, I didn't really care about that shit. This one though, this is actually a really interesting scenario. So let's say that Biden-Harris gets elected and Biden becomes incapacitated in some way, physically, whatever the fuck, right? Maybe dies, who knows? 25th Amendment happens, chain of succession. Harris becomes president, and then the Senate has to appoint a new president. Now, the Senate probably will be controlled by Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll probably have 52... They'll have more than 50 votes, probably.
Okay.
Right, the way things are going right now. It appears, yeah. They may actually gain one, in my opinion. But so the Republican Senate is going to have to nominate and confirm the vice president for... I mean, this is going to be super fun.
if it happens.
You're going to see the most rancor in American politics that you have ever seen in your fucking life. You think they bitch and moan over appointing a Supreme Court judge who's clearly qualified? What about some partisan hack? Because who the fuck do you think Kamala Harris is going to try to bring in there?
Oof. It'll be...
It's not going to be another old white... like blue dog Democrat guy. It's going to be the most progressive person you can fucking find.
They said last night on 60 Minutes that the research showed all of her voting and all that shit. She was the most progressive liberal fucking candidate.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm not. Come on.
I'm not.
Come on. Like, well, you were the co-sponsor of the Green New Deal.
Yeah.
It's hard when your name is on something to be like, nah.
Yeah. I know.
Like your name is literally right there. It's right there in the...
So what would happen then? Do the Republicans get a say in the vice president? Is that what you're saying? Like they get to pick?
Yeah.
Wow. That would go on forever then. Because they would never confirm whoever that is, right?
Yeah, so the vice president, let's see, and then the Speaker of the House can act as president. I'm looking for the vice president thing. I mean, technically you can operate without a vice president, by the way. I mean, that happened during the John Adams administration because... Even though Jefferson technically was the VP, he stayed in Monticello the entire time. Mm-hmm. He never came to the Capitol for any of that stuff. I don't know. Let me look this up. Talk for a minute, and I will find out.
Yeah,
what happens.
For sure here, because I'm kind of glancing over at CNN, and everybody's trying to figure out what the game changing state is going to be in this election. Mm-hmm. Blah blah blah. My prediction still. I'm still going to hold on to Michigan in this one. I think if Michigan falls, it's all over that night. And the good thing about it for us, at least, because we're doing a live show, Central Time, is that we don't have to wait for the West states at all. We know California is going to go. We know Oregon's going to go blue. We know Washington is going to go blue. The only big surprises out West that night would be New Mexico and Nevada, and Arizona probably, but that's about it. Is Arizona, I think they're normally... 2 hours, right? I don't think they're the full three.
There's no full three. We're only two behind California.
Yeah, we're only two
behind California.
Arizona kind of varies because they don't believe in daylight savings.
That's right. Yeah, so that night, if you're watching along with us, East Coast is it. East Coast and Midwest is going to decide this election. The West Coast means nothing, luckily, because again, we're going to be on air for 6 to 7 hours, maybe longer. We'll see how long this thing fucking goes. I don't know what time they would call it. If they weren't sure, like, you know, if they said, hey, guys, we're going to bed, my guess would probably be around maybe 3:30 or 4 a.m. It's Michigan because I'm taking a sneak peek here over at CNN's game changing states here. My game changer is Michigan. That one falls. It is all over because I think Trump's going to get Ohio. Pennsylvania, I don't know about. But if he gets Michigan, it won't matter. If he gets Ohio and Michigan and Wisconsin, that's it. So, game over, because I think he's going to get Florida as well. So we'll find out that night, but that will be the interesting thing, and that's why we're starting that live show at that exact time. So the polls will be close, and the first states should be coming in right around a half hour later to 45 minutes later, because you can always call those early ones like Arkansas and Missouri and shit like that, but that's why we're going on at that time, and then we'll have a ton of special guests that night and bringing up people from the crowd and everything else. Did you find that stat?
Yeah. Not great. So the president would have to nominate someone, right?
Okay.
And then both houses of Congress would have to vote on it.
So, right? So if Biden dies, Kamala becomes president.
And with no vice president.
With no vice president.
Because that's not going to happen.
Right.
There's no one other than a Republican that they could fucking... I mean, and why would you even bother? What's the point of a vice president in the first place?
If you die, you're going to have one.
Cares? Just fucking vote again. Why do we have to let the next dickhole in? Like that, that never made sense to me. None of this shit really makes sense to me. But what the fuck is the point of a vice president? They don't do anything.
Them's
that's
the rules.
That's another fucking executive salary that's coming out of your fucking wallet every year. Fuck these people.
But Dan, who would lead the COVID task force?
I don't know, doctor. Somebody that's got a fucking. I mean, it wouldn't need to necessarily be a doctor, but it would definitely need to be someone who has a certification in project management, like a PMI or something like that. That's what I would look for. I wouldn't look for somebody who got elected by a bunch of slack-jawed Americans, frankly. Okay. I mean, look at the people we elect for vice president. I like Pence, but come on, man. With that haircut, he looks like fucking, what's that stupid cartoon from back in the day? C-Lab or some shit, whatever the fuck it was. And he's all like anti-gay and crazy about that bullshit. And then Harris might be a VP. Dick Cheney was a VP. They don't have a really good track record of being decent human beings. Joe Biden is a fucking snippy, like Uncle Touchy piece of shit.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That would be a colossal fuck all if that happened.
I didn't know
that was the rules.
If they win and Biden, if that is their plan and Biden goes down somehow, then nothing will happen for that 4 years.
No.
Kamala Harris will be president and that's it.
She won't be able to pass anything, so.
No, nothing.
She's not likable to win re-election in 2024.
Fuck no. I mean, obviously, she couldn't even get her own party's nomination this year.
No.
And it wasn't even close. It's not like it came down to her and somebody else, or her, Biden, and Sanders, and it's like, oh, we know Biden the best, let's go with him. It was like, no, she was the first person out.
Yep.
Literally the first, and it's because no one likes her.
It was Tulsi Gabbard who ended her life on stage that night at that debate.
Well, so we thought.
Man.
Well, it's weird. Well, have you ever
presidential?
Yeah. Life. Well, not yet. Have you ever been?
That's true.
Have you ever been in a situation like not a tournament necessarily, but some kind of competition of some sort, even if it's just day to day life? And you're like, well, that person, I don't have to worry about them anymore. And all of a sudden, they show back up, and you find out that their uncle's a senator or something.
Yeah.
That's what just happened here.
Yep.
The Democratic Party wanted Kamala Harris. So if you're wondering about the Democratic Party, like, oh, actually, we're not all progressives over here. We're not all trying to push these socialist agendas. You went out and picked this woman, even though the people didn't like her, because you think you know more than the people do. What you didn't understand was that you work for me, bitch.
Yeah.
And you're about to lose that job. So, good luck.
Either way, man, I cannot wait for this next week. It feels like the Super Bowl or waiting for your team to play in the national championship.
Yeah.
I'm super stoked about it. We had a bunch of people asking us over the weekend about gambling on the election on mybookie.com. Yes, you can. You can gamble on the election. Promo code is Drinking Bros. That will double your deposit. I have not made a max bet yet. So initially when I first did, it was $100. And I did that right after the Mueller trial ended. I put $100 on it. And then after that, I was able to put $500 on it. So I'm not sure what the max bet is for that. Typically on my bookie, the max bet is $2,000.
It depends on what the bank is for that, right?
Yeah.
Like if the bank, when they first open up little bets like that, it's usually somewhere between 10 and 50 bucks is the most you can bet because there's no backing for it yet. When more and more people start to bet on both sides, that's when you start to develop a bank big enough. Statistically, there's an algorithm that tells you how much money you need in reserve to pay off any outstanding bets that you have. And obviously a company that makes their money taking and paying bets cannot not pay their bets.
Right.
Like if you win, you got to get paid somehow.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. I would go check it out.
We'll find out. I can tell you this. Next Monday, the day before this election show, we'll be going through the entire election one more time and then placing bets on it. I'll let you know then because I'm going all in on that one, obviously, on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposit. Now's the point in the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. This one was sent in by Maj Bear Olgan from Texas, member of Drinking Bros for 2 years.
Is that major?
Yeah.
M-A-J?
There's no period, though, so I never know, and I never want to assume.
Let me look at it.
It's M-A-J.
Yeah, Bear Olgan.
Okay.
That's a fucking crazy name.
That is a crazy name. And then nominating Captain Ian Bain Helms. Reason for the nomination, he says, I'm writing you to nominate one of the best guys I knew ever, Captain Ian Bain Helms, as Drinking Bro of the Week. Bain and I flew B-10 bombers together out
B-1
of...
B-1 bombers.
B-1B bombers.
Yeah, B-1Bs.
Yeah. Bombers together out of Ellsworth. There's a lot of military...
Jargon, yeah.
Jargon in this one. You might have to take this one.
Yeah, I'll take
it. I don't know how.
They flew B-1B bombers together out of Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota from 13 to 16. That was his first and my second deployment in 2015, put us in the middle of the action in the Middle East, providing close air support in support of Operation Inherent Resolve in Syria and Iraq and Operation Freedom Sentinel in Afghanistan. They flew together for 3 straight months and became really close friends during the 16 to 18 hour sorties of smoking bad guys in order to make sure our bros on the ground came home to their families. We appreciate it. Nothing like the sound of your own bombs going off or an A-10 lighting something up or a fucking Apache. If I hear the rotor wash from an Apache, my dick gets hard still. Seriously, because you know that anything around you is about to die. One of the most memorable nine lines that we execute, nine line is a medevac.
Okay.
So you call in nine lines of information and they fucking send a medevac. You need the first five to start the medevac. I don't know why I still know that. One of the most memorable nine lines that we executed was in northern Syria, just south of Kobani. In February of 2015, we got the call that ISIS troops were massing for an attack. Assessment was 40 to 50 insurgent fighters getting ready to roll on blue forces, meaning American troops or somebody attached to us. Type 2 control, bomb coordinates. Bone 3-4 is in from the west, 2 minutes. That's what he said over the radio. We dropped 6 2,000-pound bombs across a small village in an open field to the south of the target area where we saw multiple heat signatures appearing to be PACs, that's personnel, in the open. However, as we got closer, weapons already in flight, Bane was worried about what was in the field. When we got to our debrief and played back the tapes, we realized the heat signatures in the fields were not ISIS fighters, but rather llamas chilling out, living their best life. At least for the next 30 seconds. During our normal post-sortie beers and shots, I noticed Bane was broken up about the debrief and what we just did, so I decided to donate $100 to each 4 land preservation organizations back home in the States. In the final days of that deployment, we were moving into temporary lodging before departing. Bane complained of his stomach pains earlier, and we thought nothing of it until he finally doubled over and collapsed. He was rushed to the hospital with an hour's life flight to Germany. We always joked about the fumes and chemical smell in the jets. We're going to give us cancer. We just didn't know it would happen to one of ours so soon. Bane had a softball-sized tumor in his stomach. Spent the final months with us and Walter Reed, July 15 to 16, when he finally passed away after losing a long fight with lymphoma and 2 other types of cancer. So rare treatments didn't even exist for them. So for all those who flew with Bane, a little piece of him lives on. And all of us bone men, I flew with him for the last time in April 16 when I carried his ashes with me during his last supersonic roll during his dedication ceremony. Bane always cared for others before himself. He loved his wife and family more than anything in the world, loved his job, and loved his country. To this day, he is the most intelligent yet humble dude I know, and wish that life would have taken me instead of him, as he is 10 times the person that I will ever be. We all miss and love you, brother. I hope you made amends with those llamas. Tell them I said sorry to you. Clear skies and tailwinds until we meet again. Here's to you, BAD, bad to the bone.
There it is. There it is. Yeah. Cheers. Cheers. We'll read whatever you send us. These are all live. You can go to drinkingbros.com and submit for Drinking Bro of the Week. We don't pre-screen these. We just open them up live on air, and then we read them. It can be anything. It can be long or short, and we'll give it a read. While you're over there at drinkingbros.com, you can buy some butter soft teas. And there's only $19.99. We're going to have some of these stickers up soon and a bunch of
other
stuff.
A lot of stuff's coming within the next couple of weeks. Yeah, I think we're shooting for a Veterans Day launch of the merch store. We just got to make sure everything's in line.
Yeah, and as always, go to iTunes and rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. That's what actually moves us up the charts there. It is not our actual like millions and millions of listeners. It is simply just reviews, and that's what the iTunes charts are based on. So please go to iTunes and spam the shit out of it. Just leave a 5-star and a quick review, and it'll help get us up there with the rest of the pedophiles in Hollywood.
Yep.
Who have shows. So for D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. We're the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.